And welcome once again to basketball here on coming to you live from the Bristol Bay High School gym in Naknek, Alaska. This is first round action of the 23rd annual Sockeye Classic. My name is Jeff Swanson. I'm joined here today by a senior here at Bristol Bay, Daniel Seitz. Daniel, welcome.
Hello, and thank you all.
Daniel is one of the basketball players for Bristol Bay, so he'll be in action later on this evening. I'm sure you're looking forward to this tournament.
Of course.
Yeah, and you'll give me a little bit of color commentary here as we go through this game between the Sandpoint Eagles, coached by Brandon Smith, and the Tenalian Lynx, coached by Jordan Wepper. Let me give you the starting lineups for the game here. First, for the Sandpoint Eagles, they are 0-4 on the season, but looking forward to improving on that record here this afternoon. Starters for Sandpoint: Anthony Webster, Joseph Ortega, Ryder Gunderson, Carl Smith, and Jesse Starnes. The coaches, or the captains, Joseph Ortega, Anthony Webster, and Ryan Gunderson. Action coming off the bench will be Parker Larson, Steve Gallivan, Wolf Jackson, and Edmund Cumberledge. For the Tenalian Lynx, they're 3-2 on the season. They're coached by Jordan Wepper. And the starters for the Tenalian Lynx are Trevor McGee, Colin Davis, Sasha Allsworth, Caleb Allsworth, and Evan Wardell. Also coming off the bench here for the Tenalian Lynx will be Colson Varan, and also Isaac Fowler and Jackson Davis. Once again, this is the first round action here in the Sockeye Classic. The game to follow is the King Cove girls against the Manicotic girls, and we'll have that game on here at 2:30 this afternoon. And then the games just keep going here this afternoon. Still to come, Dillingham and New Halen, and then the Bristol Bay boys and girls play at 6 and 7:30 tonight. The girls against New Studiohawk, the boys against Manicotic. Then there's another game, a girls game at 9 o'clock tonight, the Dillingham girls against the Diamond Junior Varsity. So a lot of schools gathering here for basketball. Daniel, glad you can join us here. Are you enjoying your basketball season?
Oh, of course. I always love this time of year.
Yep. What are your plans when you get out of high school?
Go to college.
Go to college, okay. Where, and you know yet where you might go and what you might study?
I have a heart for UAA.
Okay.
To fire an EMS service psychologist.
All right, you're already a volunteer.
Yes,
Daniel and I are both volunteers on the fire department EMS squad here in Bristol Bay. So both teams have been out here warming up for a while, and they're gathering on the sidelines here, and looks like we're going to get going. You know, there might be just a little bit of a holdup for this game, I guess, because there's games going on in the old gym, we call it here, gym that used to be used here in Bristol Bay. And so that game's going on, and I think maybe the referees that are refereeing that game have to come in here to do this game. So we can't start for a little while yet, so we might take a break. Austin, there in that KSDP, you know what? It looks like it might be just a few minutes before this game starts. So maybe we'll send it back to, if that's all right, send it back down to Sandpoint, and then we'll let you know. Well, you know, the referees are just walking into the gym right now, so maybe we will keep it here after all. Both teams are going to the sidelines now and getting their sweats off, so game might be starting here pretty soon. Do you know what your record is, Daniel, for Bristol Bay?
We are at 1-5.
1-5, okay. But you've had some good games, right? We did a couple of games here against Dillingham about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and you guys played really well.
Thank you.
Both teams are gathered on the sideline here, and I see one referee that has come. Here comes the second referee. So we should be underway here just in a few minutes. I mentioned earlier that Sandpoint hasn't won a game yet this year. But they are looking forward to having some really good outings here at the Sockeye Classic. Players and referees are all, coaches are shaking hands on the sideline. We'll be underway here shortly. Give you a starting lineups once again for Sandpoint: Anthony Webster, Joseph Ortega, Ryan Gunderson, Carl Smith, and Jesse Starnes. For the Tenalian, it's Trevor McGee, Colin Davis, Sasha Allsworth, Caleb Allsworth, and Evan Wardell. game that we broadcast a little bit earlier, the King Cove boys got off to a good start in the tournament. They won 66-44 over New Stoyahawk. So they have a good start to the tournament. We are just about ready to go here. The referee's got the ball at midcourt, just waiting for the two teams to come out now. This ought to be a very competitive game. I hope it's a close one. I like exciting games. Don't you, Daniel?
Oh, I like the closer games. Both teams give 110% of their effort.
That's great.
All the way to the end.
That's fun when they do that. How about playing? Do you like it when you win by a lot, or do you like a close game when you're playing too?
I prefer a closer game.
Okay.
I think you're getting the best out of both teams.
Yep. Good way to look at it. Well, you maybe heard them there in the background, the players breaking their huddles, giving each other high fives or low fives, whatever you call those there. Looks like Anthony McGee will be jumping. Excuse me, that's Trevor McGee, jumping center for the Tenalian Lynx. And for the Sandpoint Eagles, that's Carl Smith that's going to be jumping center. I don't have the, a playbook here that tells us what the heights of the players are. Carl Smith must be pretty tall kid, I would say, for Sandpoint there. How tall are you, Daniel?
6'5".
You're 6'5". That's what I thought. You're a force to be reckoned with out there. And the ball game is underway here with the center tap, and the Sandpoint Eagles get the tap on the dribble out front there. That's Joseph Ortega. Looks like man-to-man defense. Long jumper put up there by a Sandpoint player. That was number 5, Anthony Webster. Finally gets his own rebound. There's a pass underneath from Ortega right through the arms of Ryder Gunderson. And it'll be Tenalian Lynx basketball. A couple of good opportunities there for Sandpoint, but couldn't get anything to go in.
There was some good rebounds.
Good offensive rebound. So Tenalian will have the ball now. Callan Davis with it out front. Ball is lost. Sandpoint with it now. There comes Ortega. He's got the ball. Right side to Carl Smith. Long three-pointer. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound almost taken down there by Jesse Starnes. The ball's lost out of bounds. They're going to say it's a Sandpoint ball. And it'll be Ortega to inbound it underneath his own basket. Bounces in. Stolen away by Trevor McGee. McGee, long pass ahead. With the basketball there, Evan Wardell. Back out front now to Caleb Allsworth. Almost a breakaway basket for Tenalian. They weren't able to convert. Now driving into the lane. That's Davis. Nowhere to go with it. Passes it back out front. Colin Davis with the ball. Left-handed drive into the lane. Nowhere to go. Guarded well by Ortega. Davis has to throw it back out. Now stolen away by Sandpoint on the breakaway. Number 11 up and in with the layup, and that's Ryder Gunderson with the first two of the ball game. Sandpoint leads it by two. Here comes Colin Davis the other way. Now we've got a tie-up down in the corner. The ball taken away here by Sandpoint. Nice drive up the layup, up and in. Nice drive and shot by Jesse Starnes. And Sandpoint leads it 4-0. We've played about 2 minutes here in the ballgame. Looks like Sandpoint plays an aggressive man-to-man defense.
They play an aggressive defense. It is a very good.
The long jumper by one of the Tenalian players, no good. On the other end, there's a three-pointer. Put up and in there by Ryder Gunderson. They give him three on that, looks like it.
Yep.
7-0, Sandpoint off to the early lead. They're on the drive, up and down the lane. Nice shot, put up and in there. That one was by Caleb Allsworth of Tenalian. 7-2, Sandpoint with the lead. Sandpoint looking good here in the early going. There's a nice three-pointer. No good, just off the rim by Jesse Starnes. Rebound down to Tenalian. Long pass, went high. Almost went in the basket.
A little high on that pass.
Went clear off the backboard. And off the foot as Sandpoint comes the other way. We tried to throw a long, like three-quarter length of the court pass, and it was high and went off the backboard, even hit the rim.
It was a little bit more to the left. I think he would have had a backboard in.
That would have been quite a bank shot. There's a jumper put up and in by Ryder Gunderson. Gunderson has 7 points already, and Sandpoint leads it 9-2. quick pace action in this ball game.
Mm.
Now we're going to have a foul, offensive foul on Sasha Allsworth. Looks like he threw an elbow there to one of the Sandpoint players, so it'll be Eagle basketball. They lead it 9-2. They've got the ball. There's almost a steal by Colin Davis, but regained here for Sandpoint, Joseph Ortega with the ball. Ortega goes to the ground but maintains his dribble. Nice play. Quickly up off the bench, Coach Brandon Smith for Sandpoint as Ortega went to the ground, but he did a great job maintaining his dribble even when he fell down.
Some excellent ball handling skills, for sure.
He sure did. Well, we've got timeout on the floor here with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Sandpoint is leading the ballgame 9-2. Coach said that they played only one team. All four of their games have been against the same team. So maybe that was against King Cove because they're close by each other. And I can see King Cove, we just saw them in the previous game, and they're a really good ball club. So no shame in losing a couple to them.
No, there's not.
You guys are going to have your handful.
Yes, we will.
Well, a timeout is over here, and Sandpoint will inbound. It looks like Anthony Webster along the sideline is going to throw it in. Looking to get it in. Almost stolen away, and it is stolen away by Canalian. Colin Davis comes across midcourt, going to drive right into the paint. Has the ball almost taken away. Finally, the possession regained here by Canalian. Sasha up underneath to number 51, that's Evan Wardell, who lays it up and in. Nice inlet pass.
That was some good high-low post action.
9-4. And a missed shot there by Sandpoint. The rebound was brought down by Wardell, and then somebody's over his back. Going to call that a foul on Sandpoint. Looks like it was Anthony Webster. Committed the foul. That's the first team foul. Each team has one foul in the game so far. After the foul on Webster of Sandpoint there, it'll be a Tenalian ball. Trevor McGee out front to Sasha Allsworth. Pass underneath to Wardell. Almost stolen away. Now McGee has it. Drives the right baseline. Looking to go out front. Has the ball tapped out of his hand. Pretty aggressive defense by Sandpoint. They have made it difficult for Tenalian to even pass the ball. On the left there, Colin Davis driving down the lane. Gets it back out front to Sasha Allsworth. Drives up the lane, lays it up and in. Nice shot by Sasha Allsworth. His first two, and it's a 9-6 game. Sandpoint with the lead. Got about 3.5 minutes to go here. Long three-pointer by Webster. No good. Rebound taken down by Wardell. Wardell now gets it to Caleb Allsworth. Caleb Allsworth drives down the lane, lays it up and in. Nice drive. Nice aggressive drive by Caleb Allsworth, and it's 9-8. The Sandpoint lead is cut to 1. Webster, right side to a wide open number 41. That's Jesse Starnes. Hit the three-pointer. 12-8. Now Sandpoint back to a four-point lead. There's a little bit too aggressive defense there. Pass was kind of on the baseline to the right side of the basket there, but Sandpoint defender, I think that was Parker Larson, who they're saying that foul was on. He was a little overly aggressive. Inlet pass to McGee, puts the shot up no good right under the basket. Rebound taken down out of there by Wolf Jackson, who's come into the game for Sandpoint as well. Wide open on the far left baseline, three-pointer, no good. That one was put up there by Jesse Starnes. Rebound to Trevor McGee. Allsworth to Davis, Colin Davis. Having trouble hanging on to the ball. Sasha Allsworth. Now the other side to Caleb Allsworth. Wide open for three, nothing but net. Caleb Allsworth, he's got 7 points in the game and back to a one-point game at 12-11. Both teams play man-to-man defense. Baseline shot put up there by Webster, no good. Trevor McGee with the rebound and we're going to have a timeout. 2:09 to go here in the first quarter, and it's 12-11, Sandpoint with the one-point lead. This is looking like Daniel, you said you like close games. This looks like this could be a close game.
This could be a very close game.
Last game, King Cove won by 22. They were actually up by as much as 25, 26, 27 points. Big win for the King Cove boys. This one's going to be a lot closer, I think. What do you prefer there? I'm watching these guys play defense. Maybe, can't tell for sure. Canalia might have been playing a zone defense.
I think they were playing a zone there for a little bit. Let's switch over to a man defense.
Canalia has the ball. And on the inbounds pass, there's going to be a foul. That's on Anthony Webster, really closely guarding the inbounds pass. Full court pressure now by Sandpoint, it looks like. Joseph Ortega back into the game. Canarian able to get an inbounds here to Colin Davis. Colin drives down the right side. Loses his dribble. Gets it into Trevor McGee. Back outside to Wardell for three. No good. Rebound tapped by Ortega. Gets it ahead. And a layup up the lane, and wow, there was a collision underneath the basket. That was Wolf Jackson going hard to the basket. They're going to call him for an offensive foul. Charging foul on Wolf Jackson. So the ball will go back to Canalian here with under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Caleb Allsworth out front to Colin Davis, drives into the lane, puts up a little runner, gets the nice kiss off the backboard. It's good. Davis' first basket. And that's the first time, I think, that Tenalian's had the lead here.
I would believe so.
So 13-12, Tenalian with the lead over Sandpoint. There's a steal by Colin Davis. And a lazy pass by Sandpoint. Davis shoots, misses. And the rebound taken down by Wolf Jackson. Now the pass ahead stolen by Tenalian. Evan Wardell. Sasha Allsworth now gets it to Caleb Allsworth. Underneath to McGee, to Wardell. Wardell underneath the basket. No foul call. Ball's out of bounds. It'll belong to Canalian. 1 minute and 3 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Sasha Allsworth to inbound it. Gets it to McGee right underneath the basket. McGee puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Going to get the old-fashioned three-point play.
Everyone's favorite.
Yeah. Trevor McGee with his first basket of the morning here, afternoon, I guess it is now. I've been here since this morning, so it seems like. He's got a free throw coming. Free throw's a little bit short. It looks like he's going to get his own rebound, though. So Tenalian will have the ball once again. Colin Davis drives the baseline. Little reverse layup, no good. And the rebound hauled out of there by Carl Smith. Canarian leads it by three here, 15-12. There's a chance to tie it, and they do. Carl Smith with a nice three-pointer. We're all tied up at 15. 37 seconds to go, first quarter. Now there's a steal by Ortega. Here come the Eagles. Sandpoint, nice pass to Webster. Goes in the lane, shoots, misses. Gets his own rebound. To Smith again for three. Misses that one. And the rebound was hauled out of there by Jesse Starnes, but he was on the out-of-bounds line. So with 22 seconds left, it'll be Tenalian ball. We've got a substitute coming in. Looks like Colson Varan coming in for the Lynx of Tenalian for Allsworth. 17 seconds to go. Caleb Allsworth on the dribble out front. Guarded closely by Ortega. This game's being called a little closer than that previous game.
A little closer.
Ortega playing really tough defense, but he's whistled for another foul. Inbounds pass for Tenalian. Trevor McGee, 6 seconds. Now stolen away Sandpoint. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Coming the length of the court. Driving in, Starnes shoots. Shots blocked. Ortega tries to tap it in, and nothing goes. The buzzer sounds, and we've come to the end of the first quarter. This game is all even, 15-15, so can't get any closer than that.
No, you cannot.
We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll be back here for the second quarter. 15-15, Sandpoint and Tenalian at the Sockeye Classic.
All right, all tied up. Sandpoint was in the lead for much of the first quarter, and Tenalian bringing it back. It's been amazing to watch that program grow over the years. We want to say a quick word and thank you to all of our sponsors who make these broadcasts a reality. We want to say thank you to the Aleutians East Borough, also to the City of Sandpoint and King Cove, Telalaska, the Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, and Goulds and Sons. Also, thank you to the Schumann Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, and to Peninsula Airwaves and the Alaska Commercial Stores in King Cove and Sandpoint. All these sponsors make these broadcasts possible, and you, the listener, please, if you're not a member, become a member today. By coming into the radio station, we can get you signed up. In these times, we need members more than ever. We got live action coming your way here. We're going to have the rookies going at 2:30 after this game, so don't forget, and then more basketball tomorrow. Right now, the Sandpoint boys are tied as we go into the second quarter. Just here in a minute, Jeff Swanson is going to take it away.
And we're back underway here. Tenalian had the ball to start the second quarter. They did not even get a shot off. They lost the ball out of bounds. And Sandpoint will operate on their end of the court now. As we have begun the second quarter inside the Webster. I'm sorry, that's Jesse Sarnes. Long three-pointer then put up by Anthony Webster. Rebound taken down Joseph Ortega. Ortega wide open on the left baseline. His shot is up and good. That's a two-pointer. Ortega's first basket of the afternoon. 17-15 for Sandpoint now with the lead. Colin Davis comes the other way, drives in the lane, loses a handle on the ball, and it goes out of bounds. So it'll be Sandpoint ball. Inbound comes from Jesse Starnes to Ryder Gunderson. Like, there's a steal by Colin Davis. He's going to take it all the way, lay it up with his left hand, hit the bottom of the rim, no good. Joseph Ortega. He throws the ball length of the court, stolen here by Varan of Tenalian, ahead to Caleb Allsworth, underneath to, tried to get it underneath there to Wardell, and lost a handle on the ball, but finally gathered back in. Up and in this time by Trevor McGee. Trevor's got 4 points, and we're all tied up again at 17. So Sandpoint will have the ball in this tie ball game. 6:30 to go here in the half. There's Webster. Drives. Gets under Smith. Smith puts it up. No good. But he's going to be fouled. He's going to go to the line to shoot two. Looks like that foul was on Trevor McGee, his first foul. Free throws, a couple of them here for Carl Smith. The first one is no good. Carl had a nice three-pointer for his only points of the game. Got one more free throw, 6:27 to go here in the half. Chance for the lead for Sandpoint. No good, around the rim and out. McGee with the rebound. Gets it out now to Caleb Allsworth. Long pass ahead. Nice pass. Boy, that was a beautiful pass there to the length of the court. Yep, came down there to Colson Varan, who gave it right off to Wardell, who put it up and in. Wardell has four, and it's a two-point Tenalian lead. Nice fast break by the Lynx. Webster, wide open for three on the other end. No good. The rebound by Starnes. Starnes shot. He thought he was fouled. No call. Here comes Tenalian the other way. Wardell, and Wardell is... I thought maybe they were going to call him for traveling, but I think they're calling a foul. Wardell ran the whole length of the court the other way, but I think he's going to get some free throws.
I believe so.
That's what they call getting hacked, right? Looks like the foul was on Joseph Ortega, his second foul. And it's going to give Evan Wardell a couple of free throws. First one is good. Did he make the basket?
He made the basket, so they gave him an and one, and he made his free throw.
Well, I missed that. I didn't think that shot went in. Well, Wardell has 7 points, and it's a five-point lead here for the Lynx. Carl Smith just inside the three-point line. No good. Nice rebound by Starnes. Starnes almost lost it. Gets it back now in the left corner. Out front to Ortega. Ortega. Right back to Webster. Webster for three. No good. Rebound taken down Carl Smith to Ortega outside the three-point line. He shoots and misses. Rebound to Starnes. Sandpoint's getting some opportunities. Another three-pointer. This one by Webster is finally good. kind of helps when you get three shots every time down floor, right?
Yes.
22-20. Tenalian with the two-point lead. Caleb Allsworth at the top of the circle. Left side to Varan. There's a shot put up from the left side of the free throw line by McGee. No good for Tenalian. Rebound down here to Sand Point. Here comes Joseph Ortega. Cross-court pass to Webster. Long three-pointer. Oh, around the rim. That one went halfway down and came back out. Now Ortega for three. He's good. Joseph Ortega, a three-pointer. And that puts Sand Point back in the lead by one.
Very close, Dan.
Very close, yeah. Back and forth. Been tied a lot and back and forth a lot now. Three-pointers make a world of difference, don't they?
Especially in a game this close.
Many, many years ago when I was in high school, Daniel's laughing at me, but there was no such thing as a three-point shot in those days. It didn't matter where you shot on the floor, you just got 2 points for every basket.
Really?
The three-pointer has been a big change in basketball. I think it must have come in like about late 70s or early 80s. Sounds like forever ago to you, I'm sure.
Ah, come on, you're not that old.
Yeah. But it certainly has changed basketball, the three-point shot. Oh, and after the timeout here, Tenalian brings the ball down court. And Sand Point continuing their really aggressive defense and committing some fouls here and there. There's another foul. Is that the third foul?
That's his third.
Third foul on Anthony Webster, so that's a bit of an issue.
Pardon our broken scoreboard.
Yeah. We got a lot of lights missing on the scoreboard, so sometimes it's kind of hard to read. Free throw up and good there by Sasha Allsworth. That's the ninth team foul on Sand Point, so they'll be shooting 1-1, and the next one will be eight. I'm sorry. There's those lights out. Gets me again. Second free throw by Sasha Allsworth. No good. So we're all tied at 23. Sand Point with the rebound after that missed free throw, and it'll be Joseph Ortega bringing it down. Gets it to the right side there to Wolf Jackson. Jackson, nowhere to go with the ball. Finally gets it away to Carl Smith. Smith over to Ortega for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for. Carl Smith had it. Now it's on the floor. Finally taken out of there by Wolf Jackson. Jackson over to Ortega.
Wonderful. Way out. The back half.
That was a good pass. Out front to Webster. He drives. Shots no good. Rebound by Wolf Jackson. His putback is no good. Finally pulled down out of there by Evan Wardell. Over to Sasha Allsworth in the corner to Wardell. 3.5 minutes to go here in the half. All tied up. That's an ill-advised pass underneath there. McGee tried to force it between two players.
Sand Point has definitely created themselves quite a bit of opportunities, and they unfortunately cannot get the ball to fall underneath the basket.
Now, good defense. Just, yeah, like you said, they're having a hard time getting them to fall. Oh, there's a bank shot by number 11. That's Ryder Gunderson. He's got 9 points here in the game. 2-point lead, Sand Point. Caleb Allsworth to Sasha Allsworth. Bounce pass down to Varan. There goes McGee driving, shoots it up, no good. Rebound taken down by Webster. Tough defense by Sand Point.
Very tough defense.
Joseph Ortega has it. Passes out front to Webster. One dribble, fires a three-pointer, and that one was
good.
Sweet. Nothing but net on that one for Webster. He's got 6 points.
Giving the lead back to Sand Point, I believe.
Yep, Sand Point by five now. There's a pass underneath to Wardell. Oh, nice pass underneath. Nice basket by Wardell. Wardell has 9 points, and it's a three-point game. 28-25, 2:20. There's a bomb from way outside. Excuse me, by Webster. No good. Rebound up, back and in by Wolf Jackson. 30-25, Sand Point with the 5-point lead with 2 minutes to go here in the half. Ryder Gunderson with good defense. Almost made the steal, but dribbled it on the out-of-bounds line. Sand 30-25. 5-point lead here for Sandpoint. Sasha Allsworth inbounds it to McGee, to Wardell. Back to Sasha Allsworth for three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by Colin Davis. He's going to drive the baseline. Little reverse layup up and in.
Wonderful. Wonderful shot.
Nice drive by Colin Davis. 30-27, back to the three-point game. Sandpoint with the lead. Out front to Webster. Long three-pointer. No good. Rebound saved by Sandpoint. Nice hustle there by Ryder Gunderson. Now to Webster. Webster back to Gunderson. Left baseline. No good. Rebound by Starnes. Up. No good. Carl Smith. More opportunities here for Sandpoint on those offensive rebounds. Almost a steal by Varan. There comes Starnes driving the lane. And he's going to be called for traveling. What do they call that when you kind of take the ball and up and down and dipsy-doodle and take a couple of steps and head for the basket?
I guess they can call that a travel.
It was that's one thing you can call it, is a travel. Sasha Allsworth on the give and go to McGee underneath. The ball's on the floor, lost, taken away by Sandpoint. They've got a three-point lead in the ball, and we've got a foul along the sideline on the right side. That's going to be a blocking foul on Colson Varan. And we're under a minute to go here in the half. Webster with the ball out front. Now he's going to drive down the lane. A little scoop shot up and in. Nice.
There we go.
Nice shot by Anthony Webster. Canarian with the ball on the floor. Sasha Allsworth loses it. A steal. Ahead. The layup up and in by Ryder Gunderson. And it's a 7-point lead. That's the biggest lead of the game. Here comes Colin Davis. Tried to pass it underneath. Webster kicked the ball with his foot. He smiles. He knew what he did. So Sasha Allsworth will have it here. He's going to inbound it into McGee. Right back to Allsworth for three on the right baseline. No good. Rebound down to Starnes. Starnes was going to pass it ahead to Ortega, but before, right as he was letting go of the ball, he got tripped. 21 seconds to go here in the half. Suddenly, Sandpoint has jumped out to a 7-point lead. They get it inbounds now with 20 seconds to go in the half. Ortega, right side Webster. Webster drives the lane, puts up the 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebound down to Sasha Allsworth. 10 seconds. Gets it ahead to Davis. Davis gets it underneath to Caleb Allsworth. Shoots and misses. Gets his own rebound. He misses. Colin Davis at the buzzer. Fires up a shot. That one's no good. And you maybe heard the buzzer sound. We've come to the end of the first half with Sandpoint in the lead, 34-27. What do you think of that first half, Daniel?
That was a very good first half. Both teams have definitely played their heart out, and they're keeping it out.
Yep. Close game most of the way. The half ends with the biggest lead that we've had in the whole ballgame, with Sandpoint up by 7. Give you a quick rundown of the scoring here for Sandpoint. Ryder Gunderson had 11. Anthony Webster had 8. Joseph Ortega with 5. Jesse Starnes had 5. Carl Smith had 3. Wolf Jackson with 2. For the Tenarian Lynx, Evan Wardell had 9. Caleb Allsworth had 7. Colin Davis with 4. Trevor McGee with 4. Sasha Allsworth with 3. Accounts for the scoring there. 34-27. Sandpoint with the 7-point halftime lead. We'll take about an 8-minute break, and then we'll be back here for second half action. So back to Sandpoint and KSDP. We'll be back for second half action in a little while.
All right. Thank you so much, Jeff and Daniel, for all your coverage. We're going to go ahead and play a couple songs while we let Jeff and Daniel get there.
Thank you. And we're glad to be back on the air here from Bristol Bay High School gym in Naknek, Alaska. First round action here in the Sockeye Classic on a cold Wednesday here in Bristol Bay. What did you guys have for temperature this morning, Daniel?
Cold.
Cold, okay. I had about 15, 16 below. It's a chilly morning. Sandpoint with a 7-point lead, and they get the ball to begin the second quarter here. Joseph Ortega will inbound it to Anthony Webster, and we're underway here in the second half. Close game all the way there in the first half, and the closest or the biggest lead was right before the half. Nice drive by Anthony Webster with a little running jumper there, and he gets two. And it's suddenly a nine-point lead for Sandpoint. Now a turnover by Tenalian, Port Ellsworth. And so the Sandpoint with a chance to stretch the lead. There's a baseline jumper up and no good. That time by Ryder Gunderson. It's Port Ellsworth with the rebound. They'll come the other way. They throw it away. Nice steal by Jesse Starnes for the Eagles. Webster way ahead to Ortega, who had a three-pointer. Gives it up. Throws it over now to Webster. Webster back to Starnes. Starnes guarded by Colin Davis. Webster open in the left corner, deep left corner for three, and that one's good. Webster has 13 points in the ball game, and we've got a 12-point lead, and now another turnover by Tenalian. Things are kind of falling apart here for Port Ellsworth. They've had about three straight turnovers to start the second half here. Meanwhile, Sandpoint is kind of heating up as far as their shooting goes. Ortega, right side, Smith, underneath the Starnes, little baseline jumper, no good. Nice rebound by Caleb Ellsworth. Fires at the length of the court to Colin Davis. Davis inside to Wardell. Wardell drives in the lane, turnaround jumper, partially blocked by Smith. No good, and it'll be Sandpoint ball again. Here comes Joseph Ortega. Ortega in the corner to Smith. Carl Smith out front to Webster. Webster, long three-pointer, and it's good. I didn't think that was a very good shot, but he hit it.
Yeah.
16 points for Anthony Webster, and it's a 15-point lead for Sandpoint. We've only played about 2 minutes here in the second half. Underneath the Wardell, nice pass from Davis. Right underneath the basket, and he got fouled hard, so he couldn't put it in, but he'll go to the free throw line to shoot, too. 8-0 run to start the second half here for Sandpoint. They've stretched that 7-point lead to 15. Sometimes basketball is a game of runs, isn't it? Teams get hot. Evan Wardell has a couple of free throws here. First one is no good. Into the ball game for Sandpoint is Stephen Gullivan. First time in the ballgame here this afternoon, I believe. Second free throw by Wardell is good. He's got 10 points here in the game. Cuts the lead to 14. Into the game, Gullivan shoots a three-pointer. This came in. He missed the shot. Nice rebound by Wardell. Over to Caleb Ellsworth. Over to Davis. Davis for three. Off the rim. No good. Nice tap back in by Wardell to Caleb Ellsworth. Had a nice opportunity for a shot. Didn't take it. Another shot missed, and suddenly here comes Sandpoint once again. There's a behind-the-back pass there by Gullivan, stolen away by Sasha Ellsworth. Ellsworth ahead to McGee, back out to Caleb Ellsworth. Ellsworth dribbling to Davis, back to Ellsworth, not taking the shot. Now the ball is lost. Sandpoint gets it. Breakaway. Wide open layup at the other end of the court for Joseph Ortega. Joseph Ortega with seven, and the lead is back to 16 now. Davis underneath to McGee. McGee to Wardell. Outside to Sasha Ellsworth. Wide open for three. No good. Rebound taken down there by Davis. Out front to Caleb Ellsworth for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound taken down by Starnes of Sandpoint. Gets it ahead to Ortega. Ortega drives the right baseline. Shoots, misses. Taps the rebound off the leg of a Tenalian player. That's a pretty headsy play.
Yeah. Sandpoint is definitely, not Sandpoint. Port Ellsworth has been trying to force the ball in, but unfortunately have not been able to get a fall. And the result is starts to play this quarter a little sloppy.
And the close game is not close anymore. The ball knocked out of bounds there by Sandpoint. It'll be Port Ellsworth ball underneath their own basket. They trail it by 16 here. Inside to Davis, or pass outside to Davis. Shoots a three-pointer, no good. Rebound attempted there by Chenalian for Ellsworth, but taken away by Sandpoint instead. Length of the court, nice drive. Jesse Starnes lays it up and in. Starnes has seven, and it's 46-28. Davis drives in, little jumper off the backboard, no good. Rebound to Wardell. To McGee, stolen away. Sloppy play, huh? Chenalian just not handling the ball real well. There's a little jumper, two-pointer, up and in by Ryder Gunderson. He's got 13.
Chenalian is definitely trying to force the ball in, and unfortunately Sandpoint's defense is getting to them.
Yeah, they got it underneath. Finally, Sasha Ellsworth battling hard under there, got a rebound on his own missed shot, and then puts it back up and in, and he's fouled. Colin Davis is going to sit down, and back into the game is Colson Varan. Three-point play is completed there by Sasha Ellsworth. He's got six in the ballgame, and it's 48-31. Ortega, left side to Gunderson. Now to Starnes. Starnes is going to drive, throw up a wild shot, no good. Rebound taken down Port Ellsworth. Outlet pass thrown away. Smith back up and in. Carl Smith with the basket. He's got five. Nice pass ahead to Varan. Out to Wardell for three. No good. Ball will harmlessly fall out of bounds.
Chenalian's definitely liking the football pass play.
They like to try those fast breaks, but they haven't been real successful.
They have not been able to. I believe they got one to fall in the first quarter, but yeah. The rest have not worked out in their favor.
They've committed a lot of turnovers in this second half. There's a long three-pointer. No good. That one was put up by Stephen Gallivan. Another turnover for Chenalian after the rebound. And they're going to call Ortega on the walking call for Sandpoint. 2:30 to go here in the third quarter. Caleb Ellsworth ahead to Sasha Ellsworth. To McGee. Nice give and go to Sasha Ellsworth up and in. Ellsworth has 8 points, and it's a 17-point game. Starnes for three. No. And the rebound taken down by Varan. Varan for three. No good. Nice rebound by McGee. To Wardell, out to Caleb Ellsworth. Caleb Ellsworth. Missed the three-pointer anyway. Now Sandpoint working against the full-court press here by Port Ellsworth. First time we've seen that. Nice little jumper put in by Gullivan for Sandpoint, his first basket of the day. Wardell has the ball stolen away here by Gunderson. He's going to take it all the way. Tried to lay it up and in, but he's fouled. Minute 28 to go here in the third quarter. Just looking at the score here, Daniel. It's the score in the third quarter is 18-6. Sandpoint has really pulled away here in the third. Gunderson shoots two. He misses the first one. Second free throw is good by Gunderson. He's got 14 points in the ball game, and it's a 20-point lead for Sandpoint. McGee, nice fake, drives the lane, lays it up and in. Nice play by Trevor McGee. There's Gullivan, thought about the three, gives underneath to Gunderson. Gunderson is fouled again. He's going to go right back to the free throw line. A couple of free throws for Ryder Gunderson. The first one is good. He's got 15 points in the game. Second one is also good. Ryder Gunderson with 16. Now it'll be Port Allsworth bringing the ball down court. We're going to have a foul. Who do you guys play tonight, Daniel?
I believe we are playing the Manicotic Boys.
All right. Have you played them yet this year?
I do not believe so.
Okay. Do you know anything about them?
I do not.
Okay. We'll find out tonight.
Yes, we will.
There's a nice pass underneath to Wardell. A little reverse layup up and in. Wardell has 12. 18-point game, 55-37. And the press, not very successful there when you allow the guy to dribble right through you. That was Jesse Starnes, dribbled the length of the court. Another turnover by Port Allsworth. Here comes Gunderson, left-hander up and in off the backboard. Alien once again with their offense. Wardell underneath. Lays it up. Gets it to fall. Nice shot, Evan Wardell. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Here comes Joseph Ortega. Way in the corner to Gullivan. Shoots. Misses. Rebound taken down by Starnes. Back to Gullivan. He puts it up and in. Stephen Gullivan with 4 points. 3 seconds. Two. Long pass. Wojtunarian is in love with that long pass, but not very successful.
They have not been able to get a call in the first quarter.
Buzzer sounds. We've come to the end of the third quarter, and it's 61-39. 22-point lead here for Sandpoint. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back then for the final quarter of this ball game.
Sounds like Sandpoint's starting to take away the lead here, up by 22. We want to say thank you to our sponsors. As always, I know you've heard it before, but I want to say thank you to the Aleutians Eastboro, also the cities of Sandpoint and King Cove, the Aleutians Eastboro, the King Cove Corporation and the Shumigan Corporation. Also, thank you to Tel Alaska and to Goulds and Sons in King Cove, the Barefoot End, the AC stores in Sandpoint and King Cove. Also, want to say thank you to Peninsula Airways and to our sponsors at Chignik Lake Village. All of these people make these broadcasts a possibility, and we just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. It is the Bristol Bay Sockeye Classic 23rd Annual. Sandpoint's up by 22 right now. We have the one and only Jeff Swanson joined by a student friend of his from Bristol Bay doing a great job giving us coverage. The ladies of King Cove will be up next against Manicotic, and that will happen at 2:30, so make sure you stick around. But here we go. Let's conclude the game. It's fourth quarter action here on KSDP.
And we're back here at the Bristol Bay High School gym. There's a three-pointer by Webster. We've been up and down the floor a couple of times here in the fourth quarter already. And that's a three-pointer by Anthony Webster. He's got 19 points now in the game, and the lead is 64-39 for Sandpoint. Port Allsworth has just gotten a little sloppy here in the third quarter, throwing the ball away quite a bit, and it's cost them what was a really close game early on. And with the ball once again, a couple of change of possessions here. Now the rebound after a blocked shot taken down by Webster. He's going to come fast the other way. Behind the back, pulls up a three-pointer, nothing but net. Anthony Webster has 22 points in the game. There's McGee with the ball. McGee going to drive down the middle. Lay it up, no good, just off the front of the rim. The rebound pulled out of there by Carl Smith. He gives it off to Webster. Webster, three-pointer, nothing but net. And Webster's high-fiving guys on the sideline. You got some players down here, or some players from other teams that are kind of egging him on and things. It shoot it from right there, and he stopped way out beyond the three-point line, and he drained it. Nothing but net. On the way to back down the court, he high-fived those friends along the sideline. 25 points for Anthony Webster now in the ballgame, and it's 70-39. 6.5 minutes to go here. For Tenalian, we've got a player on the free throw line shooting a couple. Evan Wardell, it's his first. He's got 15 points in the game. He's got one more free throw. The foul, by the way, was on Carl Smith. his second foul. Evan Wardell. Second free throw is no good. Rebound taken down by Edmund Cumberledge, who's in the ballgame for Sandpoint. The shot by Webster, no good. Rebound battle for Cumberledge with the rebound. Over to Golovin. Golovin to Webster. Webster, turnaround jumper on the baseline is good. Webster with 27. He's having quite a ball game here this afternoon. Canarian loses the ball on the way down the floor, and it'll go right back here to Sandpoint. Edmund Cumberledge, I hope I'm saying that name right. It's ahead to Carl Smith. Now to number three, who puts up a shot. That's Parker Larson. He's in the ballgame for the first time here this afternoon. And Parker Larson is fouled on a shot attempt. And he's going to go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. 6 minutes to go here in the ballgame. That one's good by Parker Larson. One more. Parker Larson's second shot is nothing but net. He's got a nice-looking shot. Makes both of his free throws. Now Tenalian coming the other way. Here's Colin Davis. Bounce pass out to Caleb Allsworth. Now to Varon for three. Varon misses. Colson Varan, I guess is his name. Comes Wolf Jackson. Gets it ahead to Cumberledge. Left side to Golovin. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound down to Trevor McGee. McGee tried to throw that long baseball pass, and it was intercepted. If there was one thing I was going to say to these boys from Port Allsworth, is take your time coming down the court. You don't have to throw long passes. It's like you're trying to pull off a fast break every time and throwing the ball away quite a bit. Carl Smith was fouled, and he's going to shoot a couple of free throws. His first one is good. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. He'll shoot another one here. That one's also good. Carl Smith with 7 points in the game, and it's a 36-point ballgame. Hard to believe that it's stretched out to that kind of a lead at this point. It was so close early on in the ballgame. Colin Davis for three. No good. And a nice save by Port Allsworth. Caleb Allsworth for three, no good. Rebound battle for, taken away by Colin Davis. He puts the shot up, no good. Now taken away by Wolf Jackson of Sandpoint. Wolf Jackson brings it across half court. Drives down the lane, lays it up and in. Wolf Jackson. He's got 4 points in the game. Nice drive down the lane. Port Allsworth comes back the other way to McGee, to Davis, out of bounds. Port Allsworth a little bit sloppy with their passing. It cost them a lot of possessions and a lot of points. Sandpoint has converted a lot of those turnovers, and, of course, every turnover is a lost opportunity for yourself to score. There's a three-pointer put up by Parker Larson. No good. Rebound down to Port Allsworth. Davis head to Caleb Allsworth. Lays it up. Oh, just around the rim and out. No good. Rebound to Wardell. Davis for three. No good. Rebound hauled out of there by Edmond Cumberledge. Cumberledge will bring it down for Sandpoint. Right side now to Carl Smith. Sandpoint will run their offense. There's a running little shot put up by Golovin. No good. Rebound and long outlet pass by Port Allsworth to Colson Varan. He lays it up and in for his basket. First basket of the afternoon. Now a turnover by Sandpoint. Here comes Varan again. Nice layup by Colson Varan. He's got four. A little spurt of points here for Port Allsworth. Alien Lynx. Now another steal. Here comes Varan again. He's going to score 6 points in a matter of seconds. Three straight layups there by Varan. Wolf Jackson shoots, misses. Rebound down to Caleb Allsworth to Davis. Davis shoots, misses, has it blocked by Smith. Smith coming the other way. Takes it, lays it up, no good. up and back in by Parker Larson. Nice putback by Parker Larson for Sandpoint. There's a long pass ahead. Picked up by Wardell, who shoots and misses. Now it's going to be Sandpoint coming the other way. Pass underneath off of, looks like it's going to be off of one of the Port Allsworth players. And it'll be Sandpoint ball. Evan Wardell is going to sit down and into the ballgame. First time is Jackson Davis. First time into the game here this afternoon. 2:46 to go in the ballgame. Wolf Jackson to Cumberledge. Cumberledge steps outside the three-point line, fires up a long one, misses it. The rebound down to Jackson Davis. Nice pass ahead. And Davis puts it up. No good. Now it's going to come the other way, and a little bit of a long pass there for Sandpoint, just out of the reach of Stephen Gullivan. Out of bounds, and the ball will belong once again to Port Allsworth. Keep going back and forth here, calling them the Port Allsworth Lynx or the Tenalian Lynx. They've got Tenalian written across their jersey. They're from the little community of Port Allsworth. There's a shot missed by Tenalian. Nice rebound, Colin Davis. Gives it to Varan, who shoots a three-pointer up and in. Varan had not scored about a minute ago, and now he's got 9 points. Three layups and a nice three-pointer to go with it. Kind of mounting a one-man comeback. But it's going to be too little too late here. The score is now 80-49. 31-point lead for Sandpoint. Sandpoint has the ball. Inbounds to Parker Larson. He loses it out of bounds. Kind of flipped around in his hand, and then went off the back of his head and rolled out of bounds. So Tenalian will have the ball again. Just a reminder that the game to follow will be the King Cove girls against the Manicotti girls. That game at 2:30. Jackson Davis tries to get the shot off for Tenalian. No good. Rebound down to Jesse Starnes. He's going to dribble on the length of the court. Lay it. No, he's going to pass it back out to Carl Smith for a three-pointer. No good. Wow, it was good. That thing went around the rim and then bounced high off the top of the backboard and then dropped straight through. Carl Smith with 10 points. He's in double figures. Varan. Jackson Davis, no good. McGee. McGee puts it up and in. Nice job by Trevor McGee. He's got 8 points in the game. Carl Smith underneath to Parker Larson. Larson lays it up and in. Parker Larson with 6 points. Sandpoint, though they came into this game with an 0-4 record, has looked really, really good here, especially in the second half. Nice basket by Varan on the other end for Tenalian. Now a turnover by Sandpoint, a long pass ahead, too long, and it's going to go out of bounds for Port Allsworth. And with 44 seconds to go, Sandpoint will have the ball. Into the ball game here is Isaac Fowler for the Tenalian Lynx. Sandpoint has the ball. Jesse Starnes with it. Starnes right side to Parker Larson. Little jumper on the right baseline. No good. Rebound to Sandpoint. Wolf Jackson, Starnes, Cumberledge. Cumberledge puts up a wild shot, no good. Rebound down to Jackson Davis, 21 seconds to go in the game. Ahead to Varan for Tenalian. Over to Caleb. There's a shot up and in. Nice shot there by Isaac Fowler just into the ballgame, and he's going to get his name in the scorebook. Now an attempted jam by Carl Smith in a didn't jam it, but it bounced around and finally fell through. Carl Smith with the two-pointer. The buzzer sounds, and the game has come to an end. What was a very close game in the beginning ends up being a runaway victory for Sandpoint. The Eagles win it 87-55. Nice win for Sandpoint. I'll give you a quick rundown on the scoring here as we close out this one. Once again, a 32-point victory for Sandpoint, 87-55. Sandpoint was led in scoring. Anthony Webster had 27. Ryder Gunderson with 18. Carl Smith with 12. Jesse Starnes had 9. Seth Wolf Jackson had 4. Carl Smith with 12. Stephen Gullivan had 4. Joseph Ortega had 7. And Parker Larson with 6. Edmund Cumberland. Hemrich played but did not score. For the Tenerian Lynx, Evan Wardell with 15. Colson Varan with 11. Trevor McGee with 8. Sasha Allsworth with 8. Caleb Allsworth with 7. Isaac Fowler had 2. And Colin Davis had 4. Jackson Davis came in late but didn't score. So, once again, first-round action here in the Sockeye Classic in Naknek. Sandpoint boys, a big winner, 87-55. Thanks for tuning in to basketball here on KSDP. We'll send you back to the station.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon for the next game at 2:30. Thank you very much for your coverage.
You're welcome.
All right, that's Jeff Swanson over at the Sockeye Classic in Bristol Bay. Sandpoint coming out strong in the lead, doing well out there. All right, we're going to go ahead and kick it over towards music. We've got classic rock right now at the top of the hour, so don't go anywhere. 2:30, the Rookies square off against Manicotic. Manicotic, perennial, not favorites, but they're a great team every year pretty much, so it's going to be a